Blog Talk Radio.
You got it right, this fella? You got it right, Silver?
But you might want to see this.
What's going on?
It's a power.
Hey, hi, Yahweh, hi, Yahweh, hi, Yahweh, Yahweh, hi, Yahweh, Yahweh.
The 28-year-old John guy that
took the 17-year-old Pocahontas, you know, that.
Oh, Pocahontas. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, you're right, though. Correct on that, man. And let me tell you, here's something I learned in business and marketing, because I was studying that, trying to learn a little bit more about why other people are fascinated in. And there's a guy from Duke University who wrote a thesis or a dissertation. He's one of their business teachers there, professors. And, you know, they started advertising Native American stuff in Europe probably in the late 1500s. They have started making those war bonnets. That's where you see the wooden Indians. That's where they came from, Europe. Did you know that?
No, you talking about the cigar wooden Indian?
Yeah, that's where it started. It was probably because of Pocahontas and John Smith, or whoever he is.
John, yeah, good old John. Wasn't his name like John Rolfe? Wasn't that his like original name or something like that?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to history. I thought we were going to talk about European powwows, but I guess we are. We're kind of setting that stage. And Chobi, I got to ask you something. What were some of your thoughts on what you were researching? I mean, we even reached out to a few of these powwow committees in these other countries, and the answers that I got weren't basically, they didn't answer my questions. They just asked, well, yeah, we'll listen. So,
yeah, that's the same. I got the same response. You know, I had a person that was on the powwow committee, does the powwow stuff over in Germany. I think it was can't remember which area it was. It might have been the Frankfurt area.
Could be. I reached out to the one. I don't know. And I invited a lot of the friends too to that Poland powwow. I don't know if any of y'all seen it. But I invited, and some of the people are saying, yeah, they're going to go. But little do they know that's in Poland. And I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, the person I talked to, they lived in Lindau, Badensee, Bayern, Germany. Wherever that is.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
bless you. So, you know, that's, and, you know, they agreed to talk with me, but, you know, we had the show today, so I'm going to end up talking with them. You know, we could probably come back to this European powwow talk a little bit later on in different episodes as well once we get more information on their train of thought over there. But from my perspective, you know, it's, I don't like it.
I'm in agreement with you about that, because we know here in the United States, all of you listening, anybody listening, you know what hobbyists are, right?
Oh yeah.
And if you don't know, Chobi, let them know, what is a hobbyist?
Well, like an Indian hobbyism describes a wide range of non-professionals and an interest. North American Indians displayed in European countries. It's anybody who does it as a hobby, which gets the name hobbyist.
Yeah.
You know, like if someone's going to go out and make model trains, you know, that their hobby is model trains. You know, it's the same way with European people. You know, they're just hobbyists because, you know, all they're doing is powwowing as a hobby. You know, this ain't their culture. So
exactly. And that's the same thing in this country. And that's how we're going to tie it into this, the European powwow, because it's a little different here in the United States. These people around here, they know what they're doing. That's why they're doing it. But in Europe, it's just totally a fascination with who we are. And one of the misconceptions, and these are the hobbyists too in this country, we're still here. Most of the people in Europe believe we are going extinct, but I don't think that's true. I've been planting my seeds all. Hey, God dang.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like even in Europe, you know, there's a limited education for people over there, and so, you know, a lot of them do think we're extinct, but you know what, get back to
did you say stink or extinct?
Both, really.
Yeah. Hey.
You get back to the United States, you know, and there's Europeans, you know, the local non-natives around here, you know, a lot of them in schools and stuff don't even know we still exist here in the United States.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I do a lot of shows. We've done a lot of shows for elementary schools. We've done a lot of shows for colleges. You know, they have, a lot of them have the Native American month, the Native American Heritage Month. So, you know, we used to go. Yeah, next month. And a lot of those, you know, we go to them and you ask them, the kids, like, okay, who all thinks we still live in teepees? You know, half of them raise their hand, yeah. You know. And as, you know, it's kind of crazy is, you know, it's all they see is what Hollywood lets them see.
Yeah.
And for the fact that, you know, my people, the Potawatomi people, we don't even live in teepees, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we have a different house. We have a wigwam.
wigwam. Yeah, but yeah, the people I'm from, Kiowas, we did live in teepees, but you know.
You live at teepees over in Lawrence?
Yeah, well, I've been there and hung out there a few times. And that's a different story. We'll talk about that at another time on episode 49.
Different teepees.
But we lived in the teepees, you know, and things like that. But, you know, we learned how to live in houses probably right at the beginning of the century, of the 20th. Not the 21st century, because then they would have been correct.
Yeah. So, but, you know, along with a lot of the European powwows, I watch a lot of videos and stuff. I mean, even street performers in the United Kingdom, you know, I've seen a lot of those videos that where these guys are coming out with their buckskin vest on and their turkey feather war bonnet, and this guy was performing. There was two guys on a flute and another guy on some other kind of instrument, but they had their MP3 recording in the background.
Ooh.
Well, not MP recording, but it was playing off the background, plugged right into the sound system.
Yeah.
So they were faking on playing how to play the flute. And, you know, and the video I was watching, you know, he pointed that out saying, look at these guys are saying they're Native American. He goes, I've never seen Native Americans because, he's from the UK. But he goes, I'm pretty sure these are not Native Americans because they were also selling CDs for like $45.
Wow.
And they only did like three songs. They sold, you know, like 10, 15 CDs. And as soon as their three-song set was done, they were gone.
Whoa. Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of scandals probably going on overseas that give Native Americans a bad reputation over there as well.
It is. And you know, I want to refer back to this article. And it's from 2014 in In Country Today. And I don't usually go to their website or anything just because of my own reasons, and I don't want to talk about that. That'll be a different time. But usually it's, you know, what they put in here, and whoever wrote this is about the misinformation like you brought out, you know, and that's the key thing in Europe and the European powwows and what they're doing and how they believe. I mean, did you see some of the comments that we had as we got this episode up that some of them, you know, one of the comments that I read was they don't even respect us in that kind of nature. Do you would you agree with that?
I would think so. I mean, they have a admiration for our culture, but they lack respect.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to sound like an old karate instructor or something here, you know, but you know, that's what it seems like to me. You know, they have admiration, but they don't have respect for our culture and stuff, because if you had respect for someone else's culture, you would respect it, admire it, but you wouldn't do it. I mean, yeah, you mean like I wouldn't go over to some other country, you know, like say Buddhism over there and wherever that's at.
Probably China,
the Asian continent. You know, it's something that I've looked at. You know, because I like to understand different things, so. I looked into it and thought, you know, hey, that's pretty cool. You know, this must really work for their people because, you know, they've been doing it for centuries and centuries over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something that I would never do because I have my own culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, that might be where Europeans, I guess, you know, and I'm not talking about all Europeans. We're talking about Europeans in the sense of the ones that are doing the Native American powwows, dancing, imitating. But I guess they might have their own lack of culture over there where they have nothing to fall back on. Because if you go, like, if you see Scotland, you know, they all have their own ceremonies, their own rituals. If you went to Russia, you know, they sing with the drums up there as well. But everybody has cultures. But I think part of that is all these people are losing their own cultures. They don't have their cultures no more. So now they're just trying to imitate whatever they see out there, whatever they like.
And that's a good point you make because, you know, the German tribe, the people in Germany and everything like that, they had their own pagan ways. I don't know. I watched Gladiator. That's my favorite show. But you get there in the beginning where those people are coming out of the trees and everything. They were their own tribes and everything like that. Hey, we got a good comment here on the chat line too. It says they are portrayed for a Hollywood portrayal, and that's what you brought out too. And that's just the problem that we have, right?
Oh yeah, like even the whole Hollywood type Indians, you know, they were all Italian, they were Mexicans, you know, you see them old spaghetti westerns and stuff.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, back then, you know, they weren't Native American. So you know, if an Italian guy comes in and says they tell. Hey, put on a war bonnet and hoop around like an idiot. And he's like, okay, I don't care. I'm getting paid for this,
yeah.
You know? So that's one of the things, you know, Hollywood has a big influence on everything. So, you know, if they, you know, they portray the old John Wayne movies and stuff like that, you know, it's that's what people learn, you know.
Exactly. And that's what they're going to believe, because that, you know, Hollywood or places like Disneyland and those places do the exact same thing. They try to portray cultures as they would have people believe. And that's some of the problems. And, you know, like the things we're learning about these European powwows, some of the things, I mean, no disrespect to them. I mean, I guess some people, the term is the imitation is the biggest form of flattery, but wait a minute. I'm not going around learning German. I'm not going around learning Czech. I'm not learning Pole, and I'm not trying to do their culture, because that doesn't belong to me. Yeah. I don't know what their culture is. I would rather learn and understand them. And I'd rather they learn and understand us, because what they're doing, you're right, it looks like just something you learn watching Dances with Wolves and decide, hey, we're going to go and do that ourselves, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like me learning how to line dance, you know.
We try. I bet you're good at it, too. Hey.
I know a couple of them. I know a couple. Me and my cousin, stayed with me a couple years back for like 6 months up here. And, you know, we like to we're adventurous, you know.
Yeah.
If like we went and got some line dance tapes, and you know, we started learning how to line dance down in the basement. So, you know, it was fun, but
yeah,
you know, we didn't make a culture out of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. I'm not here when I come to your powwows and everything. I'm a guest to when I come and visit these powwows and these other tribes, and you know, as we're taught, do as they do, pay attention to what they do. You got to respect the culture. And. And is that the main thing that you probably see, the disrespect from these, the misappropriation, as it's called?
Yeah, I would say. You know, we're about ready to go into our first set of songs here,
holy
aren't we?
Moly,
so,
yeah.
You know, this one here, too, you know, like the first song was from, they call themselves the Dead Dog Singers.
Dead Dog Singers. Thungia.
You know, and I believe this was recorded down at the Frankfurt Powwow, I believe. So, you know. Don't forget to hit us up in the chat room.
Hit us up in the chat room. You can even call us. There's a number in the chat room that you can call us. But, hey, we're going to play this first set. We're going to try our best to get through it. If we don't, there's a reason why. No disrespect. But we're going to play you some music from these European powwows. What'd you say? The first one's from the...
The first one is the Dead Dog Singers.
And we've got several of them. So we want you to listen. And please don't tune away. If you get a little offended, we're not trying a little bit known. This is what they're doing. This is what you're here.
Wait, Russ.
What?
Stop right there. Why are you putting on your loincloth right now?
Don't worry about it, because I'm going to dance around. I was jamming out earlier to some of these songs, so don't worry about it. And you're going to be seeing me sibling. They've got me so flustered, I can't even talk, ladies and gentlemen. But, hey, we're going to go into this first set. Get your loincloths out. Get your turkey fans. Get whatever you want. Get ready to dance. Swing and sway the German way.
Oh, God.
Wait, y'all.
Oh, Ladies and gentlemen, this is an honor of song. Could I ask you please to stand if you're able? Thank you.
I'm not going to apologize for that, but I just hope you got a little bit of why this is kind of frustrating. And hey, Trilby, why did you miss that step on that trick song?
They got me, man. And yeah, Russ goes, I can't take no more of this. He took his $2-3 out and go throw it on the drum.
I did to throw it on the drum. What in the hey? Yeah, you're welcome there in the chat room. I'm sorry. Like I say, I just had to stop and I don't know what to say. It's just I'm. You know, when we was talking about this earlier, Trilby, I was kind of lost for words, and I still am. I just, how do you guys feel out there when you hear that and you listen? Because our cultures are beautiful. There's over 500 tribes in the United States and more in Canada, and that's just not who we are.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to talking about how they got this stuff, you know, back in the 1600s, you know, there was a guy by the name of he was a big influence in the UK, which was the writings of George Catlin in 1841. You know, they were way before that, but he had exhibitions of what is it, ethnographical material from the Plains Indians and the Egyptian Hall in London, and in the mid-19th century, were given wide sympathetic press coverage, I guess, you know. So that's how a lot of it got started. You know, I'm not saying this is where it started, but, you know, this is what I found on it.
Yeah, and Trilby, I want to read this, and I want people – here's the website, www.powwows.dk, okay? Again, that's www.powwows.dk, and just look over that website. And here's something that I'm going to read to y'all from this website. It's why do Danes practice powwow dancing and singing? And I'm going to skip the first part of it a little bit because they ask, many Native Americans wonder why Europeans dress up and sing and dance like Native. Well, yeah, exactly. We're asking that same question right now. Why? And here's what they say. We understand why some people find it odd to see Europeans dance in Native American powwow outfits. Many Native Americans are often surprised in the beginning, but when they realize that we take it very seriously and are very respectful about what we do, they usually accept us and consider it a tribute to their heritage that people from other countries celebrate their traditions in this way. A few Native Americans take offense, and that is understandable. But all the Native Americans that we have met are pleased when they see our contemporary outfits, and Native Americans from all tribes visit these European powwows, and many bring their outfits, enjoy the dancing at these gatherings. And these are well-respected and knowledgeable elders, singers, and dancers from the U.S. and Canada. Now, do they have a right? Here's what they say. By what right do they practice the Native American culture? They have to ask themselves that question, and there's no easy answer. So to me, I'm not going to read any farther because they answered the question right there. If they can't answer that, then they need to stop.
Yeah, if you have to ask, you know, it's probably a no.
Yeah, exactly. And when they're saying many Native Americans, that's generalizing. That could be like three people who visited them the other day or came to their powwow and got paid thousands of dollars just to go over to do it. And, yeah, they agree with it.
Yep. And what was the website to that again?
That's www.powwows.dk.
Okay, .dk. And just to let people know, DK is the country code for the top-level domain in Denmark.
Yep.
Like in the United States, it's .com. Denmark is .dk. No. Europe, it's .uk. Just letting people know.
Or EU or however they want that. But what do you think about that when you're hearing that? And especially if you're listening, what do you think about what they're saying? Is that how we all feel? I mean, like I said, I've never been to Europe. It's not like I wouldn't mind going. But if I seen one of these, I would probably just – it's like a hobbyist powwow. I don't know why I go.
Yeah. And, you know, that's – to me, it's – you know, like some of the stuff that I read, too, that – It's someone showed them how to do this stuff, you know, and the majority of their language in the UK is Sioux,
Lakota.
That's the dialect that a lot of them speak down there. And, you know, even from this, this thing that I was reading, there was a guy, his name was Edward H. Blackmore. And he was born in Eastbourne, Sussex, and he gained recognition as an authority and lecturer on North American Indians, once described as more Sioux than the Sioux themselves.
What the? Yeah, that's why it's WTF.
Yeah. And, you know, and Blackmore commenced lecturing in the 1930s to a wide audience of natural history and archaeologists. You know, that's another thing, too, like that. People have told me, like, you know, the stuff in the books, the history books that Native Americans said, we used to have people come up to the res here back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s and try to document the Potawatomi. Well, when they would come up, some of the, you know, they would say, okay, go talk to the elders. The elders would talk to them, and then when they left, after they took their reports and everything, them old Indian men would start laughing because they were just making up stories. They said, oh, they don't need to know about that. Well, nowadays we have so many people that aren't familiar with our teachings, and they're reading the books now, which we know were lies, and you know that's where they're getting their information at nowadays. You know, not all of them, but you know I've seen it done.
Yeah, and that's yeah. Like I say, I'm just so frustrated by it. European powwows, WTF? That's all I can say. What? Yeah.
And then also what I was talking about, there's this guy named Ernest Thompson. Seton, he invited Blackmore. Now, Blackmore is the European guy who people considered more Sioux than the Sioux themselves, which was that he used to get invited to visit the College of Indian Wisdom in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to help teach the makings of a war bonnet.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, just stop. They just need to stop. I mean, look. We have enough issues within our tribes that we have to face day to day. When you're out there trying to dance and share in our culture, great. Do it out of respect. Don't go to your hometown and start doing it and say, hey, this guy, this old man said we can do it. It's cool. That's what I think is happening, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and what the bad thing is, too, you know, because eagle feathers are sacred to every Native American tribe. It don't matter what tribe you are, you know. And here in the United States, it's illegal for any non-native to own eagle feathers. But you know what? I think in Europe, it's not even illegal to shoot them over there.
Well, I think they probably get all their stuff from China, too. So there's another fact. I mean, look, the reason why they're doing this, a hobbyist powwow and European powwows, there's no difference. The only thing they're about is that money. That's all it, to me, that's all it's about. That's all they care about. They're doing that for a show.
Yeah, you know, I even know someone, too, that they go over and do shows every once in a while for France, for UK, anywhere. But there's a group of natives that went over there, they took a lot of Native American beadwork with them.
Yeah.
Really nice beadwork. They made different stuff that you sell, you know, at powwows, you know, for anybody. You know, it's like a vendor type arts and craft, Native American vendor arts and craft type stuff. And anyway, they took it to the show, and people were like, no, this ain't Indian. You know, and like, it's the native selling it. You know, they went to the carnival stand right next to them to buy the turkey feather with the dyed green turkey feather with the alligator clip to put in their hair. You know, they were buying that hokey stuff that they learned from Hollywood.
I only did that once. You don't have to tell that story about me. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
But I mean, that's the ridiculous part about that. See, that's where they're trying to be this, but they don't want to take from. And then if they do say regular Indians, hell, they probably just turn away from them and act like they're not even Indians or they don't even belong there. They're probably, like I say, I'm just, if you can hear it in my voice, I'm frustrated. This is one of the most frustrating things I've ever heard. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play this because I need to hear this soulful. Just real quick, Chilby. I thought we need a little bit of soul right there just to get me calmed down. But yeah, doesn't it just frustrate you, Chilby?
Oh yeah, and you know, and along with the Native American powwow in Europe, you know, a lot of these Europeans, private collectors and stuff, you know, a lot of them still today have artifacts that belong to certain tribes.
Yeah.
I know there's the Meskwakis up in Tama, Iowa. They just recently got back an old Meskwaki necklace that belonged to one of their tribal chiefs or someone in the tribe, you know, from like the 1800s. And so I guess I don't know how they found it or if they contacted them, but, you know, they just barely got that back within the last year, I believe. You know, it was so, you know, there's a lot of tribal history that's out in Europe that people are buying. I don't know where they buy them from, black market, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
They got to. And that's the other thing. You brought up a good point because, you know, the Hopi tribe, I believe, they're fighting the France. There are auctions in there to get their artifacts and their stuff. And there's a great chat in there. You want to read that here if you want. But that's where we are in the stream of time. And our people, people are acting like we're not even here still. And that just, like I said, I'm just frustrated. Then, did you want to read that chat? That's pretty good.
Well, before we go into that, and also, you know, the powwows over there, you know, I don't like them. I don't like what they're doing over there. But you know what? I encourage more Native Americans. If you have the chance to go over there and do performances for Europeans, do it. And educate them on Native American culture.
Yes, exactly.
That's a huge part of it right there. You know, I'm not saying, you know, we didn't completely forget them. You know what? If you have a chance, any Native American dance group here in the United States, if you have a chance to go over there to dance from and educate them, I would say do it because that needs to be done more.
It does. Hey, Chilby, I want to get into the second set of music because it's going to relax me. And this first song, you guys are all going to love it. The second song I think you're going to love, all of these songs that Chilby's got on here that we got for this, and we're going to go through all these, and you listen up, you're going to enjoy it, we're going to relax here a little bit, and we're going to come right back after this, all right?
Oh,
enjoy it.
God. Hey!
Come and get your love. ja change ani julu cha ange cha zaka ana cha ange cha zaka ana ket parenge la chuni cha nage parenge la jaina jaina shamshi shamja shamja ani julu shamshi shamja shamja ani julu cha ange cha zaka ana cha ange cha zaka ana ketu parenge la chuni cha nage parenge la jaina jaina shamshi shamja shamja ani julu shamshi shamja shamja ani julu cha ange cha zaka ana cha ange cha zaka ana ketu parenge la chuni cha nage parenge la jaina jaina
aye 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 om aye 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 om om apur tu ayu tu amarine amo amo temo
ete mario karibi shibila uetua Apertu ayu tu amarine amo amo temo ete mario karibi shibila uetua Aye, 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 om Aye, 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 om, om
Apertu ayu tu amarine amo amo temo
ete mario karibi shibila uetua Apertu ayu tu amarine amo amo temo ete mario karibi shibila uetua ete mario karibi shibila uetua aye 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 om aye 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 om om
I'm just living my life and I'm doing my thing. Feeling alright, it ain't hard to tell. They wanted to see us fail. The fact is, we doing well. It's cause we working while you're sleeping, girl. Let them know we riding through the city straight, chief.
Straight up, I save up. They make us pay your way up. Can't say it ain't enough. Blazing blunts, lace our base with chaos. Rather lie than be a snitch, so we make our statements way off. We ain't ancient, that's when we break your face and take your leg off. Catch them by surprise. For the rest, we have to learn to attract your ratchet minds. Reference like this passion. I witness sickness in these actions back in time. Bitches can't handle business. Get your asses back inside. And I'ma be lurking like a beast then.
We're working while you're sleeping. Riding through the city straight chiefing. We're working while you're sleeping. Riding through the city straight chiefing.
I stay up, I'm grinding. Cakes up and I'm shining. The game don't know silence, just like the hoes and diamonds. I'm back at it, I rhyme with it. My team rap for 5 digits. Don't take your time with it, we lift off, vibe with it. Who's laughing at my critics? Bitch ass don't know business. My team bought show business, gonna go get it, there's no limits. Fuck the haters, go on with your fake lies. I'ma do my thing, keep going for the main prize.
I hit the stage and I'm falling, to the top and I'm never falling. I'm a king and I'm sitting on my throne. Fuck the help, I did it on my own. Now I did it with the click, the minute that I'm sick. Every time I get up on a microphone and spit, I'm cool, I'm legit, nothing new to the hit. So when the beat drops, start moving your hips. I'm sick, what are you, I'm twisted. Never really give a fuck about a crack that didn't listen. So pay attention, I'll take you for a ride. Best believe that I put the pedal to the floor. Got the devil in my door, and I say fuck em, really ain't nothing. I'll get it on my own, if I really need something. This is my life, end of discussion, why? We're working while you're sleeping. Riding through the city straight chiefing. While you're sleeping, riding through the city straight chasing. We working while you're sleeping, riding through the city straight chasing. We working while
Right, and let's leave it that way.
Oh, hey. You hush. That we'll second, do it again.
That second song was a female artist, Native American artist named Jenna Mashoni. And she's Lumbee. And man, she has a bunch of good music out.
She's pretty hot, too.
Oh, yeah. I believe she was pretty popular in Europe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think she had some, like, top songs in the Europe.
I can tell she's, like, hardly dressed in that video. I was liking it. I wasn't listening to the music. I was watching the video.
Yeah, and, she's she has a bunch of good music. I like listening to her music. She has a Christmas album. Man, I love Christmas music. And she has a Christmas album out, too.
Do I have to sing Christmas music now?
No. Okay. And then the rap song was Straight Chief, and that was the name of the song. But that was by the City Natives. And they're, Jana's Lumbee. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The second song, the third song was Yule Ali.
Yeah,
Yule Ali. And they're Tuscarero Apache and I think Yaqui.
Wow.
And then right after that was the rap song, City Natives. That song was called Straight Chiefin'. And they're Maliseet and Mi'kmaq. Way up there above Maine.
Up there, point with your lips.
No, not that far.
Not that far
up
there? Okay.
And then the fourth one right before Mid-Noon was that was the intro to a Jim Pepper song, which is called Wichita Till or something like that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. And then that last song was Mid-Noon Singers.
Man, that was a great music set. Hey, you know what? What do Bill Clinton, Miley Cyrus, Johnny Cash, and Elizabeth Warren all have in common?
What?
Well, they all have claimed to be part Cherokee, but none have been able to prove it. Not any of these celebrities are unique in this regard. What a great submission there from the chat.
Which part?
I don't know. You ask them. I'm not going to look. Hey, God dang. So, yeah, we were talking about the European powwows, WTF, and we played a first set of music. We didn't even get through the whole set of music, which it just frustrated me. And Chobi, we were looking at different things. Are there anything that we can add about this topic? Because it's just, like I say, I'm just flabbergasted.
Well, one thing that we can do is I actually want to talk more to these people on powwow committees and stuff. You know, I've reached out to them already. A couple of them reached back. But, you know, I want to talk to them and get what their train of thought is on doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can come back a part two, European powwow,
most
WTF.
Definitely.
So that's a... That's what we can do at a later one, because I want to get their train of thought and what they believe, what makes it right in their mind for them to imitate a whole culture.
Yeah, and here I want to read this little excerpt. This is from events.ucr.edu. It's on the University of California, Riverside, written by a Tara Browner, who is a professor there. One of the things she says is European powwowers consider themselves to be devotees of a contemporary dance and music practice to the hobbyists who are dedicated to authentic recreations of imagined Native American past. So that's what we're want to get a little bit more into. Maybe even I'll even try to reach out to this writer here, and we'll talk a little bit more, because she went to some of these powwows to get her writing done on this. And that would be, like I say, we need to follow up on this a little bit more, get a little bit more. This today, this is more about venting frustration about WTF. Seriously.
Yeah, and you know, they can call it whatever they want to call it. You know, they're all still part of the Wanabi tribe. That's how I see it.
The Wanabi.
Yeah, yeah. Someone asked me that. What is that? I was on. Just spell it out. Say it slowly. Wannabe.
Wannabe.
Oh, okay.
I remember in junior high, somebody wrote that on this one white guy's arm too. It's like, when he's with the Wannabe tribe, I started reading that. I was like, oh, okay, you dummy.
The Wannabe of Denmark. Yeah, but you know, we want to get these people in here and talk to them a little bit about what their train of thought is and what makes it right to them and imitate a whole culture like
exactly
that, so.
You know, and you know, we're just going to leave it at that, and I'm going to play this AIM song one more time because it's soulful, and we're going to let that end our show, because that's just how I feel. I'm just going to let it go. How's that sound to you?
Go for it, man.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, come visit us, someguytalking.com, or
Trilby at someguytalking.com,
and you can find him at Twitter as well,
at 49 or That Native Guy 49.
That Native Guy 49. I am the Native Guy Talking on Twitter. Come like our page. We thank you for those in the chat room. Thank you for chatting with us. We're going to end our song with this, our program with it. Like I say, I'm just frustrated. I'm flabbergasted. I just like that word too.
Flabbergasted. There you go, man. So everybody out there, you have a good weekend, and we'll see you next Friday.
And this is actually going to be me singing, so love it.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Hey, hey, yo, hey, 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 yo, hey, yo.